Soweto, Amakos, Muendia, Muendia, Hello, Direct Soweto, Muendia, Amakos, Uku.
0530
Chitika, musavimberera kwarera 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 kwarera
kwarera. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kuku Police Post to be commissioned as soon as it is set to enhance the law enforcement. Illegal waste dumping worries Mukushi Town Council. And in African news, a suspect in court after rescue of 10 boys in South Africa's Malbaton. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced the completion of the Chawama Kuku Police Post, a vital project aimed at enhancing security and access to police service in the area. The 2 million kwacha project, which began on 26 June 2025, will soon be ready for operational use once final touches are completed. In a statement obtained by Kumbon Radio News, the council says that this milestone underscores its commitment to delivering quality infrastructure that supports public safety and community development by strengthening law enforcement and fostering a safer environment for residents. The local authority states that the facility, financed by the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, features modern office facilities, detention cells, and water and sanitation systems, marking a significant upgrade to local security services. The council has since commended the public for their patience and cooperation during the construction period. The construction of the Kuku Police Post follows the demolition of the earlier structure, which had been built on top of the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company infrastructure, thereby endangering water supply in the area. Meanwhile, the council has observed with concern the proliferation of illegal restaurants operating across the city in contravention of the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says in order to protect members of the public from consuming uncertified food that may be unfit for human consumption, the local authority strongly urges all restaurant owners to comply with the law.
City Council has observed with concern the mushrooming of illegal restaurants operating across the city in contravention of the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019 in order to protect members of the public from consuming uncertified food that may be unfit for human consumption. The local authority strongly urges restaurant owners to comply with the law. The council calls upon individuals running unregistered restaurants to immediately formalize their businesses with the council's public health department and operate only in designated premises. The local authority will continue to conduct routine inspections throughout the city to safeguard public health.
Roma Ward 20 councillor in Mandevu constituency, Luca Piri, has underscored the need to expand Kasisi Clinic, describing the facility as critical to effective health service delivery in the area. Mr. Piri says the clinic is currently under pressure due to the growing population, noting that expanding the facility would significantly improve access to quality health care for residents. He has stressed that despite the country heading towards the poor this year, developmental projects such as the expansion of Kasisi Clinic should not be sidelined. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri has reviewed plans aimed at empowering young people in the ward, including the introduction of free driving lessons. He says the initiative is intended to equip youths with practical skills that can enhance their employability and economic independence.
And if you look behind there, you notice that there's a car that we bought to ensure that our young people have an opportunity to just go and learn driving for free. They don't have to pay fuel, they don't have to pay anything. But as a way of appreciating them and contributing back to the community that gave me an opportunity, I'm basically saying thank you using the driving school platform. So, but in implementing the things that we talked about, you will discover that there are things that still need me to push. I need to do the solar light, we need to do the water project, we need to do continue expanding the Kasisi Clinic.
Mukushi Town Council Public Relations Officer Mwanya Mlenga has expressed concern over the accumulation of waste behind the new market dump site, warning that the situation poses a serious risk to public health and the environment. Ms. Mlenga has told Common Radio News that the council is disappointed with some traders who continue to dispose of waste outside the designated dump site instead of using the proper disposal points provided by the local authority. She notes that such practices undermine the council's efforts to promote cleanliness and improve sanitation in the area. She has since urged members of the public, especially marketeers, to take responsibility for proper waste disposal and to adhere to council regulations aimed at keeping the market and its surroundings clean.
Around that place is not at the refuse bay, inside the refuse bay itself. Unfortunately, our traders at New Market are indiscriminately disposing of waste around the refuse bay where they should be. As a local authority, we are doing our best. We are trying to do our best to control the situation and collect refuse as we can. So as a local authority, as much as it is our responsibility to ensure that our district is kept clean, members of the public, the traders have a responsibility to also ensure that they take care of the waste that they generate.
The Zambia Union of Professional Educators, ZUPE, says the safety of both learners and teachers must take priority as schools are prepared to reopen. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, ZUPE President Nabweza Mwene says the school management in flood-prone areas should carefully assess the prevailing conditions to ensure that pupils and teachers are not exposed to danger. Meanwhile, ZUPE Secretary General Beta Moka has called on teachers engaged by the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ in areas are holding by-elections to remain professional. Mr. Moka has stressed that teachers involved in the electoral process must not take part in any form of malpractice.
The management of that particular institution, they must assess the situation on the ground. If the situation is so aggravated that they cannot reopen the schools, then the advice would be that let them see what is the possible way forward. Wouldn't want to have a situation whereby when the schools has reopened, it presents a danger to the learners and also